All right, we're now joined by Eric Jones, who finished third in today's race in the number 20 Craftsman ACMN Toyota. We're going to go straight to questions for you, Eric. We're going to start with Mitchell Brewer from Popular Speed.
Eric, in the last couple of races, you guys have been on a run, not finishing any worse than eighth. How good does that feel with the season you've had?
That's nice. You know, I think we've had our share of ups and downs, and you know, definitely more ups in the last month and a half than downs. So that's good. You know, we're doing what we're supposed to do, up and running in the top five each and every week. And, you know, I think Vegas, even we could have probably ran in the top five had things worked out a little bit differently at the end of the race. So we're right there. I mean, we want to win a race, you know, bad. We just haven't had quite enough speed at some of these places to really cap it off. And, you know, today we were, we got kind of lucky with a pit call there at the end and got some good track position with new tires. So, you know, overall though, it feels good. You know, I'm still hunting to finish up my plans for next year. So, you know, I think every good run, you know, doesn't hurt and, you know, can only make things a little easier.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Bob Hoppers.
Yeah, Eric, what do you and what do you attribute these better finishes to? I mean, do you feel like you're running any better, or do you just feel like things are falling your way?
I think things have just fallen our way. You know, our cars have been a little bit better, but it's nothing, you know, light years ahead of anything we've done all year, really. I just think that we had some crazy circumstances through the year. Some of it was our own doing. Some of it was just, you know, mistakes on pit road or mistakes on my part. And, you know, the last month has just been smooth. We haven't made any mistakes, really. I mean, we've had some things not go our way, but we've had some things that did and made up for mistakes or things that didn't go our way early in the race. So, you know, even today I look at it, the car didn't start before the race. We had to start dead last and drove up to the front and then got caught behind the two when he spun out and got stuck there and lost a ton of track position and then drove back up front again. So, you know, I don't know. I think there's definitely some better things that are falling for us, you know, whatever that may be, but I don't know that we're really doing anything a whole lot different than what we've done.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Davey Siegel.
Hey, Eric, you mentioned this recent string of finishes. Do you think that it's too late in the game for these finishes to mean anything for what you're going to be doing next season? Or do you think that it's never too late to try to get some better runs? And with the rides that are available that we know of, do you think that'll help you?
I don't think it's ever too late. I think anytime you can help your stock is good. And I mean, I've ran good on every style of track, Talladega and Bristol, you know, Las Vegas, the road course today. I mean, I don't know, you know, obviously I wish I would have won them all, but, you know, I don't know what more to do. Sometimes it's, you know, we run really strong and you know, I feel like, you know, I hope I get a good ride next year. We're still working hard at it and still trying to work things out, but, you know, we're heading in the right direction on a lot of things too. So it's frustrating sometimes when you think about it, you run up front and, you know, I know we haven't won a race this year, but, you know, it's tough sitting in the spot, being out of a ride and not having one set up so far.
Thank you.
And we're going to wrap up with Jerry Jordan.
Hey, Eric, you've been really good with us in the past about telling us when you could, how things were going to be. Do you have any type of estimate or timeline of when you'll be able to let us know what your plans are, where you'll land for 2021?
Yeah, I mean, to be, you know, completely as transparent as I can be, you know, I really think we'll have something done this week. Not saying that means we're going to announce anything, but, you know, we're definitely really close, I think, of working something out, and hopefully we can get that done. And, you know, that'd be, I think that'd be good. So we're getting there for sure. You know, I obviously can't say everything. I wish I could be totally open, but there's some things you can't say. So we're getting close though. You know, I can tell you that.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, Eric, congratulations on the run today and good luck next week in Kansas. Thanks for joining us.
Yep. Thanks, guys.